And welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast, Podcasts and Voiceover Voice, 30-year career in TV and radio, or presentation, production, training, writing, all sorts of things I've done over the course of my career. And I thought I'd like to share some of those tips and hints, ideas and advice with you over this series of pocket-sized podcasts every single day. I set myself quite a challenge, didn't I? But we've nearly reached 1,000 episodes. Thank you for listening to this one. Yeah, the script reading voice. How do you get over that? How do you break out of that rut when you sound as though you're reading words rather than communicating or telling a story? Because when you sound wooden, bored, flat, or at the opposite end of the spectrum, overacting and maybe shouting, when you sound different, when you ad lib an on-air conversation with a colleague or interview a guest, and when you read the cue into the next story or the weather forecast, the warm personality either falling flat or being exaggerated like a fairground barker, when you got those kind of problems, you've potentially got a script reading voice. So how do you get out of that vocal rut? Well, remember, you're having a one-to-one conversation, not one-to-many, one-to-one. Imagining them sitting in a room with you, just the other side of the desk, may help you in the volume and the tone you use. It's what I've previously called in these podcast episodes, not the point of focus that you might do with your eyes, but the point of vocus that you do with your voice. Episode 343, I talk about that. Talk with your hands. Use body language and gestures to help bring the script to life. If you act natural, you're more likely to sound natural. And we looked at that in episode 430 onwards. Know what it is you're reading. That trick is outlined in episode 280. Yeah, people often say to me, how do I sound as though I know what I'm talking about? And the trick is, know what you're talking about. That's the trick. Yeah? Understand the context. Why are you reading it? It must have some kind of importance for someone. That's why you've been asked to read it. So tap into that understanding and the relevance. Picture who's listening and their likely reaction, as I discussed in episode 238. Review what we've looked at before about colouring words, about lifting or subduing the ones that are important or not. Now, don't worry too much about applying those, what we might call rules, in the moment, but having that background knowledge will help you use them more naturally over time. And as I mentioned in episode 132 and 133, don't worry about precise diction of every letter in every word. Stop worrying about how you sound, but think about what it is you're trying to communicate. Try and get that message across. Spread that message. Communicate. Reach out and touch someone emotionally, not just with the words, but how you're using your voice to communicate those words. Okay, back tomorrow. Sibilant voice is what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voiceover Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.